Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to the Geek Cave Gaming Podcast. I'm Darren.
Oh, it's gaming? I'm taking a nap.
Chad Savage.
That's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
Brought to you by BuzzTime, Shirtosaurus, and GameStop. And GameStop.com. Power to the play. What are you doing?
Drinking his coffee. Grooming his beard.
Twirling his mustache. Does anyone have anything for gaming?
Well, I was going to talk about VR.
Yeah.
And it's hella expensive.
Yes.
We had spoken just real briefly before we started recording. VR is looking to be about $600 investment.
That's the Oculus, yeah.
For the Oculus Rift. For the headset. Unfortunately, what I just learned is the headset isn't all you need.
No.
All you want to do is watch movies.
Yeah. There's also... Well, you need a high-end PC to run it.
Mm-hmm.
And you need... You don't need, but they've got these special kind of almost glove controllers so you can feel what you're doing.
Well,
so,
it's,
hey, VR porn makers, how you doing?
Well, I thought that the gloves were so that the VR could
really?
Actually...
The waving gesture is what you're going to go with?
Hey, I'm keeping in mind where we are.
We right? got kids viewing this.
Yeah.
He can't describe a masturbatory gesture just out of nowhere like that.
The thrusting repercussions alone, I admit, are going to be...
There's kids watching this radio.
Okay, this segment has turned really shake-weighty. Anyway, continue. It's fine.
It's fine.
Fine.
I was under the impression that the glove controller were so that the Oculus Rift could actually see your hand.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Okay.
So but you could also...
Does it actually provide tactile sensation
I think that that's supposed to be a thing where you can feel like you're grabbing
really?
Things. Yes.
Okay, that's really cool technology. I hadn't...
Justin. Okay, porn makers.
Please send all complaints to geekcavepodcast@gmail.com.
It's not actual our email address, is it?
Yeah, that's our actual email address. Yeah.
But
we check it very infrequently, so go ahead and
okay,
send
yeah, go
all
ahead.
Complaints there.
But I guess what I'm hearing now is that for the full... To be able to fully use this...
Yeah.
$1,500,
and that's with a PC that they build for you. You could build your own. Probably, I mean, I know that some people, hey, Greg, will say that you can do so for cheaper, but a high-end PC is still a pretty pricey investment. Now, you can wait for PlayStation VR, is that what they're calling it?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't know how much that'll cost. We'll probably find out at E3.
I bet we'll find out that it's at least $400.
Yeah, it'll probably be
$399.
It'll probably be as much as a console.
I'm not willing to put money on it, but I'd be pretty close to that. It seems like the amount of technology that has to fit into such a small space and look attractive, feel comfortable, do its job.
Do your job.
We can't. They took our jobs.
Took our job.
It seems like we're really on kind of the front edge of it, mm-hmm. in terms of commercial applications. You know, most things like this, your commercial applications would start in some kind of commercial business. It wouldn't be consumer based already. You know, this would be something that you'd see in super high end theaters.
Yeah.
You know, you'd see kind of the individual VR, you know, pods or something where you go to watch a Superman movie. And you're watching it in 3D on VR right in front of you where you can turn your head and actually look around.
It's almost like you can feel Zod's neck snap.
Well, I wasn't going to go that route, but imagine, if you will, you're making a movie, and instead of one camera just facing forward, you've got actually three cameras giving you, you know, 180 degree perspective. But you're only ever going to show kind of this, what would be your normal cone of vision. So your viewer would be able to turn their head and actually get more screen based on what they want to see in the movie. Yeah, you might see Superman over here. Then you'd notice something out of the corner of your eye. You look over and there's Batman, you know, saving somebody else who's about to get hit by a car. Or you look over the other side and you see the red gold lightning of Flash coming through. I mean, just...
And when you turn all the way around, you see the production crew. And the
there's...
And they just make a gesture like, turn around, turn around.
But what I'm saying is this is technology that we shouldn't be expecting to see in homes this early.
Yeah.
This would be something that would be experimented on in a kind of a macro level first.
Yeah.
But we're not seeing that. So it makes sense that it's this kind of expensive. Unfortunately, it means that it's not going to be that realistic for folks like us.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Darren.
No. Not even me.
He's gonna make a condition on his house. It's like, so we'll buy the house. You need to include Oculus Rift in the price of the house. Because what's another $1,500 if you're spending, you
Get
know?
Get me exactly. an Oculus version of BioShock and we'll talk.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be amazing.
And horrifying. Yeah, I would have to wear adult diapers.
Well, think of whenever you have to harvest, if you choose to harvest the Little Sisters and you're using the glove controllers.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, all right. Now that we've successfully provided some nightmares, speaking of nightmares, Resident Evils 4, 5, and 6 are all getting re-released.
You may have to cuddle me tonight.
That's fine.
I'm scared.
It's fine.
A little scared.
It's okay.
It's your turn anyway. I did it last night.
It's fine. But
it's on Big Spoon, though.
Resident Evils 4, 5, and 6 are getting re-released, just further cementing that this is the generation for all the games you loved in the last generation.
To all the games I've loved before.
But they're doing it in reverse. They're doing with Resident Evil 6 coming out sometime later this month, and then 5 over the summer, and then 4, the one everyone actually wants to play, sometime in the fall.
Well, it's going to take the most amount of time to get it to work.
Suplex. So, North America finally getting some Nintendo Selects on Wii U and 3DS. That's like Nintendo's greatest hits collection.
Okay.
But they're selling the titles for 30 instead of 20, like most other greatest hits collections. They include Animal Crossing City Folk, Donkey Kong Country Returns, and Tropical Freeze, and 3D. Super Mario All-Stars, a re-release from the Wii version.
A re-release of the re-release.
Yeah. Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Which was a re-release to begin with.
Super Mario...
It's like four re-releases. That's fantastic.
It's like 16 releases.
It's release... Junior, 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 junior. It's fine.
Super Mario.
It's fine.
Super Mario 3D World. And for 3DS fans, the big one, Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D being re-released because that was a limited run when it was first issued. Hmm. And so now you don't have to pay like $100 for a 3DS.
For the 3DS
game.
Version?
Yeah. So still no, still no remaster for Wii U. I would buy that if they remastered it for Wii U because I love Ocarina of Time.
Oh, for... Okay. I thought you were going to say you would buy my copy of the 3DS Ocarina of Time. I'm like, that's fine, but it's not for sale.
Yeah, no. It's fine.
Somebody else is going to sell it on a re-release here in a little bit. So
I will sell you mine for $1 million.
I don't have that kind of money.
Of course not. You're buying a house.
Yeah, it's true.
What do you want? What do you want more, the house or Ocarina of Time 3DS? Picture battles, man.
No. Oh, definitely. He said 3DS.
I'll get back to you. I don't have a 3DS anymore.
I'll throw in the 3DS.
Ooh, I see that's... I will get back to you. Mad Cats...
I never played. It needs love.
Mad Cats, they're the people that helped bring back Rock Band 4. They made all the peripherals for it.
Okay.
They're a controller maker, but they also did all like the guitars, the drums.
Yeah.
They're laying off a third of their staff. Rock Band 4 did not do as well as they hoped, which is a shame because I loved it. I enjoy it. I have it at home. I like it.
I've never played it.
I've been in a rock band.
Yeah, you have. Guitar Hero Live, it's fine. Guitar Hero Live also didn't do well, so I think Activision laid off a bunch of people there, too. Hmm. I guess they overestimated how much people wanted music games again. And a special announcement, but first, a review. I'm still working on my year of shame, my year of backlog.
I lift my cup and salute to you, sir.
Lachaim.
This is the review for March, which means three games completed. This one, Rogue Galaxy, originally released on the PS2.
It was a galaxy that completely left.
Yeah.
You know, the Federation of Galaxies.
It was just Rogue. Yeah.
And it went Rogue. And as that galaxy, you now have to take down the establishment galaxies.
That is not
how So it's a Star Trek game.
That is not...
Sort of, except instead of being in a starship, you are a star.
Not exactly...
Nice.
If you're a space pirate. It's think of like Skies of Arcadia.
So you're a brown coat.
No.
Think of the galaxy.
That's Rebel Galaxy.
Oh.
Which I'll get to later this year.
So a rogue galaxy is... Oh, I get... Okay, so this is more D&D kind of thing. So you're a pickpocket.
Ah, okay, yes.
Okay, you're more of a galaxy. You're more of a thief galaxy.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so as a rogue galaxy... So you're robbing from the rich galaxies to give to the poor ones?
No.
Well, now I'm terribly confused. What the heck does this title mean? Like, why don't you tell me what this game's about?
So like, I'm trying.
So if it's a D&D tape game, if you're rolling for defense, if you roll like a 20, do you just go supernova?
Well, if you're rolling for defense and roll a 20, then I doubt it. If you were rolling to attack,
okay,
I'm
yeah,
gonna
attack,
need to roll
yeah,
something after this
it's,
segment.
It's been a while since I've played D&D. My bad.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
Rogue Galaxy is an RPG made by Level 5. It was for PS2. It was released toward the tail end of the PS2's lifespan, so not very many people got to play it. Those that did loved it. Finally got re-released on the PS4. For a game this old, it holds up pretty well. Pretty well.
Pretty well.
There are a few
The way things. You use pretty, are we talking graphically it does not
oh,
hold
no,
up?
Oh, no, it looks great.
Okay.
It looks great. I mean, they upgraded it as best they could for a PS2 game.
Well, for a game that's 20 years old
but
now.
But they were able to smooth out a lot of the jaggies, mm-hmm. and the character models look great. The advantage is they went with kind of an animated style back when it was first released, so it's easier to clean up. But it's... The best way I can think of describing the gameplay is almost like a toned-down Kingdom Hearts.
Hmm.
Real-time combat, but it's not as flashy, you know. No, the biggest problem with Rogue Galaxy isn't the story, which is good, but it fits a lot of tropes. You know, you happen to be an orphan who turns out to be the chosen one and finds his true destiny while working alongside a girl who's kind of tomboyish and turns out to be a princess from a far-off galaxy. You collect a motley crew of characters, one of which will betray you, but then eventually come back into the fold. I've basically described...
So it's ripping off God of War.
I've described 80% of Japanese RPGs as well. So, but the story's fine. Story's fun.
It's fine.
It's fine. Most of it is fine. The downside is that you can tell this was a game made over a decade ago because there are some design decisions, such as impossibly long... dungeons for you to trek through. Save points scattered really far apart from each other. Bosses that will kill you unfairly. As in, not quite as bad as Xenoblade Chronicles X unfairly. Not as unfair as maybe Dark Souls. But along the lines of, whoa, I was really unprepared for this battle. unfairly. But you have a chance to make up. No, the biggest problem is that they gave the characters voices. And it's not that the voices are the problem. It's that they won't shut up. For example.
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah. Essentially, if I'm wandering through...
Hey, listen.
A maze. And every 5 seconds, one of my party members is like...
Kill them all.
No. Every 5 seconds, one of my party members is, I can't believe we're doing a favor for a ghost. And, are we going the right way? Shut the fuck up, Zegram. Okay? You shut up, or I'm going to put you back on the bench and bring that stupid blue guy who looks like, you know, like a lizard mated with a tarantula and made him part of our party. Okay, shut up. And this goes on and on. Eventually, I actually had to mute the TV to finish the game.
You try to stick that there again, I'm going to break it off.
Yeah. I eventually had to mute the TV because the voice acting got so annoying. And I don't remember it being that bad. The rest of the game, fine. I give it like 4 Chad's Beards out of 5 Chad's Beards. You know? It's a pretty good rating.
It's a pretty good scale.
You should see
really.
Chad's it beard. Is it fantastic is. It's scale. A really good scale. I'm going to use that from now on. 4 out of 5 Beards. So.
Chad's Beards.
4 out of 5 Chad's Beards. Yeah. Which a Chad's beard is like twice a normal beard. So really, they got an 8 out of 10.
Because I'm fat, so it's really wide.
Yeah, Darren, are you saying he's fat?
No.
No, he's not at all. I'm just saying that, yeah. You know, my beard, it sticks out sideways.
It does, and it's glorious.
And it can't be combed down. I have used everything from gel to mousse to hairspray to just being really kind and generous with conditioner, and it will not stay down.
Those of you trying to, like, because if most of you have never seen us with this being an audio podcast, think of Chad's beard like Zangief's from Street Fighter Alpha 3.
I'm okay with this comparison.
Just pokes out. You know,
just picture Chad as Zangief.
Picture Chad as Zangief, really. Wrestles bears in his spare time, you know, all that stuff. Speaking of, that's my review, by the way. It's good. You should probably give it a whirl. It's only, what, $10, $12 on the PlayStation Store or something like that?
Dark Cloud was $14.
So it's the same price as Dark Cloud. So $14. It's worth $14. It's easily worth $14. You'll get...
Did I talk about Dark Cloud last month?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll get 30 hours of gameplay out of it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a ridiculously good value considering when you look at your cost to time.
Yeah.
But also when you consider there's probably, I would guess, maybe half of the people who are getting into gaming now wouldn't have even been around.
It's worth
when this was coming around.
It's definitely worth a look. What's not worth a look is Street Fighter V.
What was wrong with Street Fighter V?
Well, see, here's the thing. Street Fighter II, going to get nostalgic on you for a second. Street Fighter II was the last arcade game my grandfather and I played together. He was big in the gaming. He got me into gaming. So it's something that kind of, the series has always had like a connection for me. Street Fighter V came out in February. And most fighting games have like a story or an arcade mode. Street Fighter V only had online multiplayer. That's it. That is all you
got. How much were they charging for it?
$60 damn. $60 bison bucks.
Okay, here's my next question to see if they've gone...
And you also needed to pay for Xbox Live or PlayStation Plus to play online.
No, that I expect.
Yeah,
because PlayStation and Xbox made that decision years ago. That's...
Yeah.
No. Did you then have to individually buy any of the extra characters?
No, you can, but you can also unlock them through gameplay. It just takes a while to do so.
Define a while.
It can take you a few hours to unlock one.
Okay. That's not...
That also depends on how good you are at the game because you earn coins.
Okay, so that's part of its multiplayer thing is the longer you play multiplayer, the more characters you unlock.
And the better you are at it, the faster you unlock them.
Okay, so that's a no for me.
Yeah. Now, Capcom says they are going to add arcade mode this summer as DLC.
So the game that you spent $60 on now gets to be... We'll be generous and say $70, probably $75, just so you can play it without other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me.
Yeah, thanks, Capcom. Way to celebrate Street Fighter's anniversary this year. So that's all I have for gaming news. I know, Justin, I presume you have nothing.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What?
That's fair. It's fine. And Chad?
Well, yeah. I brought up the VR, which turns out you were already going to talk about, so now I feel like I didn't do
a good
enough job.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Next month, I'm going to review...
We really need to explain that.
Later. Yeah. They have to download all 3 episodes.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Next month, going to be reviewing celebrating Zelda's 30th anniversary. Going to be revisiting Twilight Princess.
The HD?
Yeah. Because I no longer have a GameCube. or Wii. So I have no way to play it. So
I didn't know you got rid of your Wii.
To buy the Wii U.
Well, he got married. Okay. Of course he did.
No, that was his spine.
Oh, yeah, I always get those two confused.
Yeah.
He got to keep the Wii.
The spine was...
Because otherwise he was going to have to sit down to go to the bathroom all the time. The
spine was an add-on.
That's true.
Anyway, before we wrap up, thank you very much last year for the support in our Extra Life Marathon.
Woo!
It was very good. We raised close to $700 throughout the entire Extra Life network, what, $6 million or something? We raised a buttload of money. It was great. So we're doing it again, and we're doing it big. We're going to have a bigger team. I'd like to announce that we will have support from a major radio station as well. That is...
He can't announce the radio station, but he can...
That is, well, when we get closer. That's exciting news.
Not yet.
That is exciting news. But in addition to that, we're going to have our usual marathon night. We're going to have a whole bunch of people. We've got a team set up. And we'd like to give one of you the opportunity to join the team as well. You know, more details on that to come. But we've narrowed down. It'll be the second weekend of September. And we're asking you to help us raise money once again for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
What is our goal this year?
This year,
because last year our goal was
500.
500?
Yeah. This year our goal is still, we want to bring in a minimum of 500, but we're going to have a team of at least 10 people. So I think we can double that. I think we could hit 1,000. But I want to see us, whatever we bring in, as long as we bring in enough money to, like, you know, help out some kids. That's really all I care about. So we'll tell you more about it in the months to come. Of course, dkpodcast.com. We'll have all the details there when we get closer. But be thinking about it because... Go ahead.
Go ahead and finish your thought.
Be thinking about it because if you want to join our team, we'll give you an opportunity to do so. And you will get some fantastic prizes for being a part of our team.
So I wonder, you know, last year we had the ET challenge.
Yeah, we did.
I'm not suggesting necessarily that we need to do the same thing, but I wonder if we could say if we meet 50% more than our goal.
Yeah.
So $1,500.
Yeah.
If the three of us have to do nothing but the first level of Mario, the first Super Mario Brothers. Level 1-1,
yes.
Over and over again for an hour.
Oh, my God. Or
just something like that. Something that, it's not hard. It's
hit
not,
the flag, oh. Hit reset, hit the flag, hit reset, hit the flag, hit reset.
Wow.
You know, but just something that is...
Well, why don't we just take
something that's miserable, a little bit miserable for us.
Well, we could just do the whole, like, Mario Maker challenge.
We could.
Yeah. But, because that's really fun to watch, too. In fact, we might just make Tom do that anyway.
So. By himself.
Yeah.
We're just going to lock him in a room with, you know, with a Wii U and Twitch and a microphone. Here
and
you
he'll
go,
start,
Tom.
And he'll start twitching. So it's fine. But Twitch. We just wanted to kind of get the word out. And we are looking forward to some prizes from our sponsors. We're looking forward to being able to bring one of our listeners in and let them participate. And more than anything, we're looking forward to helping a whole bunch of kids this year. That's what it's all about. So,
yep.
Again, DeepCavePodcast.com, or right now you can go to extra-life.org. Look for the Deep Cave Podcast. You'll find our team and learn all you need to learn.
Look for our animated mugs on the front page.
Yeah. Learn how to donate there.
Illustrated mugs.
Yeah.
Illustrated.
I need to update yours. Your beard isn't as spectacular as it should be.
Well, it's a work in progress.
That's true.
All right. If you don't join us in the next episode, the movies episode, you won't know what It's Fine is all about. But if you do, see you then.
Which
if you don't,
totally fine.
If you don't, hey, thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and DeepCavePodcast.com. See you in a little bit. Everyone's a deed for something.